This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Be mindful of us girls, because you don't know how hard we've had it. That was what we were told after speaking with sister girl Ilyetta Adelaide Manton, also known as Lismore's Lily. As a child, she was raped, and in order to remain a part of the system, she kept quiet, so that she could remain living amongst the other girls instead of with the boys. Miranda Sparks spoke to Lismore's Lily about her work with sister girls in prison, as she shared what it's like being an Indigenous transgender woman. The testimony is confronting to hear and a part of a distressing conversation, but it's one that needs to be shared and an important one to listen to. But listener discretion is advised.
Because of her, we can. Because of my grandmother, we can. Because of my mother, we can. Because of my ancestor women that fought all through them years and did what they did to help us get along, have a better society. Because of her, we can. When it says, because of her, we can. I think of my old transgendered sister girls that did the fighting for us younger generation. Because of her, we can. We can walk the streets. We can walk with our head high and not worried when they're going to pull that blanket from underneath our feet again. Because of them old girls fighting for what they believed in. You know, how many times they got pulled over by police and bashed and raped and chucked in the back of the police wagon because they were black. You know, I could tell some horror stories.
And that's a history that we also forget a lot of the time.
It is. Basically, with us girls, most of my life with the police, it was fork it or walk it. You want a lift home? I'd love a lift home. Fork it. Oh, no, it's okay. I'll walk it.
Those who might not be familiar with the term sister girl, you know, tell us a bit about that.
Okay, terminology of an Indigenous sister girl on that community is terminology which means in the white community, transgendered woman. So our terminology for sister girl is because we live off the land. A lot of us still live off the land and still practice our woman's ways. So when you become a woman in an Aboriginal community, you're no longer allowed to sit with the men anymore. And because I was a little boy that found my little girl, I was made to sit with the women straight away. I wasn't allowed to do men things. I wasn't allowed to touch didgeridoo. I wasn't allowed to go anywhere near the men, for that matter, because I was now a girl. You sit with the women now. You got to practice in woman stuff.
You have a different perspective on lesbian trans women, you know, because of this.
I do have a different perspective on trans lesbian because I've always seen myself as a straight Indigenous woman. When it comes to, because when I was younger, we were known as transsexuals. There was none of this terminology of non-binary, transgendered or anything like that. It was straight down the line, you're transsexual. So then I had to sort of go through life and get rid of the stigma of being a transsexual and put myself in the transgender shoes, if you know what I mean. So that was a change for us too. It's bad being transgender in a society that doesn't give a f*** these days. It's even worse being a black bum. I've got a double dose because I'm black, but I'm also transgender.
Now, do you think you've been dealt a shitty hand with that?
No, because I give it back to them. They want to give it to me, I'm going to give it back to them. I don't lay down and hide in the sheets for no one.
Amen.
I tell them straight how it is. If you don't like me, you don't need to stand next to me. You don't need to sit there and judge me. You can walk up the road and stand there. Because how dare you stand in front of me and tell me that people like me, with the churches these days, you're an abomination. You're this, you're that. That was all handwritten by a white man. And like my grandmother first said, you know what, Lita? And I said, what's that, ma'am? She said, when white men first come here, they had all the Bibles, bottles and boats, and we had all the lamb. To this day, my baby, we got all their Bibles, bottles and boats, and they've got all our lamb. And that's exactly how it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly straight down the line here. Let's give the blacks the bottles. Let's give them all the drugs. If we couldn't kill them one way, let's kill them another. I'm the gender diverse double for Scarlet Alliance. Scarlet Alliance Sex Workers Association. And basically what we do is to make sure that sex workers are safe, mm-hmm. they know their laws. Mm-hmm. Sex workers, transgender sex workers that need our help that are in jail, we step in mm-hmm. and we help them too. We've had some horror cases lately with a girl in Western Australia. Things have been really bad with the gender community and things like that. And we had to fight to get that girl hormones in a men's jail system. So she's just gotten her hormones in the last month. Mm-hmm. They refused her everything, basically, because she had HIV. She's looking at 14 years. Mm-hmm. She's also Indigenous sister girl too. Mm-hmm. Not only that, I had a best friend in the system, and her name was Paris, and I was in jail with her, and I'm not ashamed to say that I've been to jail. Mm-hmm. What doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. But that night, I told her I loved her. We were in the room next to each other. The next morning, I woke up without my Paris. They got her in that cell, and God knows what they'd done to her. But she had passed away. That morning they come to my door and they put a sheet over my head and told me that they were walking me past her door not to look in. So they put a sheet over top of my head so that I wouldn't see anything. When I got halfway, curiosity got the better of me and I ripped the sheet off. She was laying on the bed naked with just a pair of underwear on tied to the back of the bed. How could a woman tie herself physically to the back of a bed? It's not possible. It's not possible at all, because where she was tied was right down the bottom of the bed. It's not possible for her hands to even reach down there to tie that.
Yeah.
So there was a big investigation in the whole system. I was let go. I was doing a long time, but I was let go early because of that, because I was traumatised of seeing what had just happened to one of my sisters. Traumatised me.
Yeah.
Fully. I've got another little sister in there at the moment, and I'm really worried about her. Been thinking a lot about her. She's in there for her and her partner. She copped a lot from him. She copped some good hidings from that man. Till she got to a point where she couldn't take it no more. And she killed him.
You all right?
Yeah.
Need to take a minute?
It just hurts to see that our sisters go through this pain and suffering. And when they do something about it, they're treated inhumanely because they're standing up to what they believe in. Because men just can't keep their hands to themselves. You know what I mean? And she'd put up with that for a very, very long time. I've been bashed, abused by a drunken fool. Beautiful, most stunning girl I've ever met in my life. Mm. Beautiful, flawless. Mm. You know, and to see her go through that pain and the suffering that she's going through just really saddens me. It really does, to know that the police couldn't even help her when she needed the help, but they soon charged her when this was done. Yeah. But why couldn't they be there for her when she needed them the most?
I think we know the answer to that.
Exactly. Because of being transgender. And that's plain to see. I mean, I've had dealings with the police all my life. And basically, I've been walking through town and they've pulled up and they said, oh, where do you think you're going, think? You know, that was basically the story of my life. Not only did I have to fight one town to be Lismore's Lily, I had to fight three towns. So I had to fight Lismore, Ballina and Byron Bay just to be who I am. Yeah, things got very stressful and I had to go away for a while. But then when I was in Sydney, it made me stronger. So I came back for another round of fighting. And this time I won. And I let Lismore know how I felt too. Yeah. You know, and just recently in the last year, I've become Lismore's Lily. I'm an icon in Lismore, Ballina and Byron Bay now because of that. Yeah. Because I didn't lay down and die. Because I stood to what I believed in. Because I'm a fighter. You know, I want to live to see 60. I don't want to live to see 40 or 30 or 20 or 18 like they all said. Oh, she'd be dead at 18. All the old trans girls used to say, she'd be dead at 18. I've outlived them all. Mm-hmm. They're all gone now.
It is amazing that we see now more than ever, like, you know, more transgender elders. and more folks who survive the...
Especially the ones that stand up to what they believe in. A lot of transgender elders I get wild with because they all fool themselves. Or, oh, I wonder how much more plastic I can put in my face, you know? So it's not about that. It's about standing together as one and being with your sisters. Yeah, you've gone through your journey. Help someone else with theirs.
That's it.
Help someone else with their journey, because I never had help with my journey. I had to walk a very lonely road. I had to get bashed and dragged through towns just to be me. Yeah. You know, and that's what I say, don't turn your back on another sister. Stand there and help her. Because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be dragged up the road and your clothes being ripped off you and people laughing at you because you've got a doodle between your legs. But you look like a girl.
That was the very moving yet heavy and raw conversation with Lyetta Adelaide Manton, also known as Lismore's Lily. But it is important that we hear it. The voices and experiences of our transgender community can often be silenced, disregarded or ignored, and that cannot and should not happen. But when you add another level of marginalisation, that of Indigenous people, we need to listen instead of assuming that their experience is the same as the non-Indigenous trans community. In 2006, Lismore's Lily was diagnosed with breast cancer and had to undergo chemotherapy and breast scrapings, and now she is raising funds so that she can have breast reconstruction, so that when she looks in the mirror, she can do so without needing to wear implants. We've posted a link to her GoFundMe page on the Informer's social media.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.